Newsflash, powered by Reuters. Hello and welcome to this edition of Weekend Review, part of Newsflash from Perfectly Spoken, the online school for English language learners. Weekend Review is where we summarise five recent topical items of news and topical affairs that we've included in Newsflash Daily this week, and we explain some of the most important vocabulary included in those reports. Let's start. On Monday, we saw how Britain commemorated, and the verb commemorate means to honour the memory of people or an event, and Britain commemorated the 75th anniversary of VE, or Victory in Europe Day, which marked or signalled the end of World War II in Europe. In Britain, both the Queen and Prime Minister Johnson addressed means they spoke in a formal way, they addressed the nation on TV. VE Day is a day to honour all victims of war, and in Europe, both the French President, President Macron, and the German Chancellor, Chancellor Merkel, led simple ceremonies. And led is the past tense of the verb to lead. That means to go first, like a leader. So they led simple ceremonies where they laid or put down wreaths. And wreaths are rings of flowers or leaves. On Tuesday, we all celebrated with the now very famous Captain Tom, who became 100 years old. He is called a fundraising hero because he has collected a huge amount of money, more than $37 million, for Britain's NHS. That's the National Health Service, which is the health care service that looks after all people who live in Britain, and itself has been doing heroic work during the coronavirus outbreak. And how did he collect all this money? Well, at 100, he has spent a lot of time doing laps. That means walking round and round his garden. And people have donated, they have given money for his efforts. And that money has then been given to the National Health Service. He has another record as well. He is the oldest person to get to number one in the music charts. Though I'm not really sure if you want to hear him sing. On Wednesday, we celebrated another 100th birthday, this time for Tuki, the oldest tortoise in Turkey. A tortoise is a reptile with a hard shell, an animal that lives on land and is often kept as a pet. A pet, of course, is a domestic animal like a dog or a cat. So originally from the Seychelles, the tortoise celebrated its centenary, that's 100 years, with a cake made of vegetables. Yummy. In more serious news, on Thursday, we learned that the Australian government has invested $40 million in the aerospace company Boeing to develop a fighter jet. And a jet is a very fast plane. What's different about this plane, which is a next generation plane, meaning it has the latest technology. So what is different about this plane is that it is a drone. And a drone is a plane that is unmanned or doesn't have a pilot. The idea is that there will be groups of these drones that will fly together to protect other aircraft that are manned. That means that they have pilots in them. And finally, on Friday, also looking up to the skies and beyond, we found out that the US government, through NASA, the American National Aeronautics and Space Administration, is spending $967 million, that's nearly $1 billion, on three companies so that these companies can build landing systems or moon landers to take astronauts and cargo to the moon. They have a deadline, and a deadline is the last possible date. They have a deadline of 2024, so they need to work fast. At least two of the three companies have already designed plans for moon or lunar landing systems, so let's hope they can meet the deadline. That's the end of the summary. To download the full transcript of this edition of Weekend Review and watch the newsflash daily reports, just go to perfectlyspoken.com. And please tune in next week for more of the latest news summaries and vocabulary practice.